Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, happy Wednesday, and welcome to Divine Connections. You're here with your hosts, Sue Fields-Dalamonte, Jody Higgins, and Lynn Bleasdale. We're hoping Ryan Adragna will join us later, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, our topic tonight, we're looking at deception. Deception comes in many forms, and we wonder, how do we navigate a world so full of trickery while holding on to our own truth? That's a tricky one. I was thinking about that one today, and it was like calculating pi. I don't think there's any end to the different forms of deception in this world. It kind of blew me away. But Jody, Sue, what's your take on deception and how we deal with it?
Well, me, I know I've been going through some issues right now with deception. I've had some people in my life recently that claim to be and appeared to be light workers that actually are not. And that's one of the biggest deceptions that I've been going through. And it's so hard to deal with. And, you know, you go through such a gamut of emotions when you're deceived. You're hurt, you're angry, you're confused. There are just so many things. I'm an energy reader. How in the world did I allow these people to deceive me for so long and them get away with it? And I just have to remember that it's one of life's lessons, and I have to learn from their deceit and their trickery. And I've also had a couple of family members that I've really been deceived from and or by. And it's just, it's something that I am learning to deal with. I haven't mastered or conquered it yet. But there's, like I said, there's just such a gamut of emotions that I go through. I go through the hurt of being deceived, and then the anger of allowing myself to be deceived, and then I will shut down emotionally towards the individual too, and then just finally remove them from my life. Now, how do you deal with it, Jody? Give us some tips.
Do we have a Jody?
Is Jody with us?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I don't know. But we do have Ryan. The lovely Ryan Adragna has just joined us. Hi, Ryan.
How you doing?
We're good. We're good. We were laughing because Sue said just before the show, is Ryan joining us? We said, well, he might be, but the show's about deception, so you never know. Anyway,
yeah.
We are glad he did. That's lovely. We seem to have lost Jody, though.
I just chimed in about a minute ago. I was a little late due to a custodial agreement with my ex. I heard a tidbit of what Sue was talking about, and on the subject of deceit, that, you know, that leads directly, in my mind, in my opinion anyways, to the heart chakra, which is, you know, it's all about love and healing and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, the other word that comes to my mind, my spirit team was when I'm channeling my spirit team right now, was the word narcissist. I am not a narcissist. I'm an empath, but I'm not quite sure that a narcissist would care either way or the other if they lied or not. If being an empath, if I lie, I feel terrible about it.
Yeah.
If I purposely lie, I feel terrible about it.
Yeah.
I don't know how a narcissist feels about it. They may say, Yeah, and this brings me back, not to get into politics, I'm not a political guy, but this brings me back to the Clinton-Monica Lewinsky era where he goes, I do not have sexual relationships, blah, 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 blah. Somewhere in my mind, I think that he was a narcissist where, you know, narcissists where they have no, they just it is what it is, and they can lie about it, not feel bad about it. And the greatest in my mind is being in a relationship as an empath that I am with a narcissist, where I can bleed my emotions out to them, and they can say, okay, yeah, whatever. And they'll think something else, and they'll never tell me, and they'll be deceptive, and they'll hurt me. And that's what I struggle with as an empath.
Yeah, so much.
You know, so I'm spewing out a lot of negative stuff right here, and I apologize to the callers for this, but how do we remedy and heal ourselves from those narcissists and from the deceptions of other people that throw that stuff our way? All we get good boundaries. We establish boundaries. You know?
Yeah.
And that's a lot easier to say than done.
Right. It sure is.
You know, I wish I could... Some days I wish I could build a big moat around my castle and build a big concrete wall. Other days, my wall is composed of a chain link fence, which is very, very porous. And, that's what happens when you're an empath, is that you have to deal with that. So that's, I guess that's my two cents on it. So with that, I'll pass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with being an empath, and it does affect us so deeply, do you have any tips on how you work on healing after the hurt?
I have to do a lot of grounding and meditation, to be quite honest with you, because being an empath, sometimes it's like Superman and Kryptonite. Superman, when he's faced with Kryptonite, he just crumbles, right? And we're not hurt. I'm sorry?
That was such a good metaphor. I loved it. Just carry on.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you're hit with that hard ball at 90 miles an hour, you kind of crumble, and you're like, what the hell just happened here? And you have to kind of readjust yourself, reevaluate, and take a different inventory of your life. And how do I deal with it? Some days when I'm faced with the Wicked Witch of the East or someone else that's very, very negative, I just like, yeah, I crumble up just like that Superman the Kryptonite thing. And it's like, man, and it takes me a day or two to come back and I feel energized again. It's like, wow. That really hurt. I don't know if I want to engage in that person again for a while. I mean, we're only human here. Yeah, we're psychics, and we try to dispense advice to callers and listeners, but we're only human. If someone really, really wants to hurt me, they can. They can, and the deceit. They can break through that brick wall. They can break through that reinforced concrete. They really want to hurt me. They can. And there's nothing I can do about it except try to block myself as best I can. And it's tough. I mean, that's why people cry. I cry a lot. I cry a lot because I'm thinking, man, I can carry 12 different crystals to me, soak myself in an Epsom salt bath, ground every day. But there's someone who's coming along with a, you know, bulldozer to run me over. I have a fight or flight mode. I'm gonna flight. I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna run away because I'm not that Superman. I'm a human being. I, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, that's how I'm built. I'm a healer. I I try to help people. I will get mowed down. I'm only human, you know. I'm no different than anybody else. So, with that, sorry about that long-winded response.
Oh, honey bunny, it's okay.
Fine. I'm back, ladies.
We
can
ride on, Judy.
I'm sorry. I'll tell you what happened when we're not on air.
Okay. You all right, though? Everything? You want to give us your take on this?
I had a phone call. I had a phone call come in that I had been waiting all day, so I had to grab it. I'm sorry.
That's good. It's lovely.
Yeah.
It's good news, I hope. Good.
It was good news, yeah.
So no deception there. What's your take on deception,
no deception,
Jody, and how you handle it and deal with it and whatnot?
Well, you know, my take on deception is that it's very hurtful. I have been very hurt by people who I care with not being honest with me, telling me what's really going on. I think it can really injure people who you love, and sometimes people do it unintentionally. But, you know, the other side of deception, what can fix deception is forgiveness. And I think that if you're going to deal with, if you're going to deal with deception, then you also have to look at the fact that if someone's deceiving you, it's not about you. You can't turn it into something that affects your self-confidence, that affects how you feel about yourself. And you have to, you know, sort of understand that the person who is doing the deceiving is the person with the issue. And that your job is to simply figure out how it affects you, why it affected you, and in some cases, why you allowed it to go on or continue in your life, and how you're going to forgive and move through it. Because once you're affected by deception, you can't really go back, but you do have a choice to handle deception. And I think, you know, honesty is the best way to move through it, and the only way that you can make any kind of peace with it is through forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. It's a good point, Jody, and by forgiving, we release ourselves as well, which is an important way to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had a relationship end because of deception, and, you know, I had so many things go through my mind, and, you know, I thought it was about me. I thought it meant that I wasn't important or special or lovable, and it was really about him and what was going on with him. It wasn't about me.
Right.
And people end up turning deception, issues with deception, into being about them. They give themselves too much credit. It's about the other one.
Yeah.
It's the other person doing the deceiving.
Good point. Good point. Very good lesson in that. Yeah.
What about you,
Ray?
So, do you
have any... Oh, okay. Well, what came to mind when I was thinking about it was that little rhyme, "Well, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive." Ain't it the truth? The truth is like a mathematical thing. It is what it is. It cannot change. It's like a prime number, right? It's the truth doesn't have any wiggle room. The truth is the truth. Why not stick to it? You know, really, it's so much easier. And when I am deceived by people, I'm always like you guys. I get surprised, astonished, confused, and I think about that, and I realize it's because I wouldn't do that to the other. So it's like a sock in the heart when it happens to you. It's like you, for some reason, we expect, it's like that line about expecting a tiger not to eat you because you're a vegetarian. You know, it just doesn't work that way in the world. but being wounded by deception, it's very much like a physical injury. And just as a physical injury can't, unless you've got like a Star Trek healing phaser thing, you're going to take like a week or however long that physical injury takes. That wound to the psyche, that wound to the heart, that's going to take a little time. It doesn't just get better. And if it gets better right away, you're probably stuffing those feelings. And that's something that is not good because it leads to spiritual infection. And, you know, the thing is trust. Our trust is sacred. Our trust is a sacred thing. And when we give that to another person, we expect that trust to be treated with respect. And when it isn't, that just, you know, as you guys were saying, it just knocks you sideways. Takes a little bit of time to heal. But the forgiving, I love that. Because, you know, even if the other person is still going to be a bum to others, you freed yourself, you can move on. And like you said, Jody, it's not about the wounded party. It's like the person that's done it. It's on them. So you let them deal with it. Move them out of your head. And I guess you just keep tending your own fire, paddling your own canoe, and moving on. And speaking of moving on, we have several callers waiting. Unless anybody has any last thoughts on the subject.
No, I'm good.
I'd like to say one little thing, though, if I could, Lynn.
Sure, go
for it. For our callers.
Yeah.
When you call in and you ask your questions, please understand that we are giving you the messages that we are receiving that you need to hear. Try to accept messages with an open mind and an open heart. And recently we've had some callers that no matter what we say, they want to argue with us.
Yeah.
So please come into conversation with an open mind and an open heart, because we're doing the absolute best that we can do for you and delivering what we're being told you need to hear.
Yes.
Beautiful,
and,
Sue.
You know,
couldn't have said it any better. Yeah.
Go,
you Ryan.
Know, you know what, Sue? No, Sue, I appreciate that, because when I do readings for sitters, spirit will always tell you what you need to hear, not necessarily what you want to hear. Thank you so much for pointing that out, because sometimes, well, most people want to hear the bed of roses, you know, and that's not always the case.
Right.
So the spirit always calls a spade, so thank you very much, Sue, for pointing that out.
Thank you for letting me.
All righty. Okay, should we go to our first caller then?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi there, 941, you're on with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please?
I'm Catherine, and I'm calling you from Florida.
Hi, Catherine from Florida. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I talked to you guys in April, and I called because the owner of the house that I live in had asked me if I wanted to purchase it, and I couldn't afford it, and I knew he was going to sell and blah, blah, blah. And I was so distraught thinking, where am I going to go? And anyways, I don't remember which one of you, but you, everybody had a little bit to tell me, and one of you had said, I don't think you're going to move. And I'm like, oh, yeah, right. And that's what I'm thinking, you know? And as it turns out, the owner decided that he didn't want to sell because I have been here for so long and I've always paid on time and whatnot. And he only the houses around me went up considerably, but he only raised my rent $20 and I stayed. I signed another lease. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. So that was, I just wanted to let you guys know you are actually, well, I, for the most part, at least one of you was right on. I don't know which one. But so the reason why I was calling is that now that I have a little, my rent hardly went up, but it went up a little bit, and now I have a car payment because I had to get a new car, newer. And so finances are kind of a struggle, and I've started my own business with a craft that I have been doing that everybody and their brother has said, you know, you got to sell. I mean, you got to get these on Etsy or, you know, whatever. And so I started my own webpage. Actually, a friend did for me. Got business cards going. I've been at a couple of craft fairs, put things on OfferUp and Letgo and Etsy. And I understand nobody takes off overnight, usually. But I would really like to see this go a little faster than it is. And so if any of you could provide me with some insight, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I just give you what I'm getting really quick here? Because I'm getting a very strong indication here that, Catherine, you should have somebody helping you sell. Okay? You should be concentrating on the building of your product. Show up at shows that you need help. You need someone to push your product for you a little bit. That's coming through very strong for me. With that, I'll turn you over to Sue, Ryan, or Jody, whoever's ready to go.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. I don't know if the other if the others are ready, then I'll
you go for it. Go for it, Ryan.
Hey, Catherine, it's Ryan. How's it going?
Hi, Ryan. I'm having a good day. Thank you.
You should be having a fan-damn-tabulous day.
I'm having a damn fantastic day, Ryan. Thank you.
Fabulous, fantastic, and damn in a blender. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, this is off subject here, Catherine, but as I was scanning your energy fields, my sixth chakra was blowing up. Okay. Your intuition, and I'm not trying to be a negative Nelly here, but your intuition is you're blocking your own intuition. You have to let that go and release it. And let your natural mediumship abilities blossom, okay?
Okay.
And I also got tight. As soon as you said I'm Catherine, my muscles, my jaw muscles got really tight. So that's what I would call a failure to speak your truth. You're holding back on something. You're not. You're I don't want to say biting your lip, but you're biting your lip a little bit on what you're going through right now. You have to. Let it ebb and flow and speak your truth. Does that make sense with you so far, or am I missing the ball?
Usually I have a hard time shutting up, so I'm trying to think of what area that I'm not allowing to flow freely.
Well, I guess that's a strike one for me. I don't know. But you know.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm saying I can't. I'm trying to think of an area where
something to do with a BV, a business venture, BV, something to do with you're not well, I shouldn't say you're not, but feel free to speak your truth about, because my speaking your truth is kind of associated with your with your throat chakra. And your throat chakra is not really spinning as it should right now. So you're holding back on something. They're not telling me what it is, and everyone knows I always call a spade, and if I don't have the answer, I'll pass. Right now, I don't have an answer for you. I'm just letting you know that what they're giving me is just, there's something, you're kind of spitting. Just like the analogy of trying to start a lawnmower with bad gasoline, it starts but it doesn't. It starts but it doesn't. It sputters along.
Okay.
You're kind of tripping over your own voice a little bit. You're not speaking your truth about something. I'm having a hard time hitting the nail on the head with that one. I don't know why. But I want you to. They're telling me that you're going in the right direction, but there's something aloof. There's something missing, and I think you know what it is. Just do an inventory of that. And make sure you get all your ducks in a row, dot all your I's and cross all your T's. Mm-hmm. And let me see what else here. I'm combing through your physical self right now. Actually, truth be told, you're in pretty tip top shape. I'm going from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. I don't pick up any indigestion, any joint issues, any heartache. You're running a tight ship.
Good. I've been working at that, seriously, for the last couple of months. So physically, I've been really working on it.
I just scanned through all your organs, everything. You're running a tight ship. Just on the spiritual side, the only thing I picked up is my third eye was blowing up, which means that don't ignore that intuition in you, okay? You have mediumship abilities, and when you're done with your BV or business venture, focus on relaxing and saying, and know that the spirit world is with you, and just relax and meditate, and that'll come for you. What else here am I picking up
on? What sound did you just do, Ryan? Okay.
So when you walk to the beach, just before first light or at the sunset, clasp your hands together like the monks do, or like a priest or whatever does, and do a
capital
L.
Like I do when I'm there.
Yes. Start with your hands, not folded together, just clasp together like you're clapping, and start with your third eye. And do a capital L. It goes so drag your hands down from your third eye down to your third chakra, and then push it out. All the way out to them waves.
Nice.
Give it to the divinity and know that all is well with you, Catherine, okay?
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, so, but like I said, all is well. I just picking up a couple things here and there. You're not a hot mess like I am. It was at all pass.
Hi, Catherine. This is Sue. How are you tonight?
Hi, Sue. I'm fantastic.
Great.
It's been a good day.
And the first thing that I got was hang on to your hat, because business is going to skyrocket. And I also wrote down the same thing that Ryan was just saying, you have to speak up. Now, I don't know if that's speaking out more about your business, speaking up more about your personal beliefs and feelings, but you need to learn to speak up more. And then I kept seeing a picture of a penguin. So I looked that up. Meaning of a penguin is you're much more powerful and durable than you think you are. You have everything you need inside and in front of you to have a good life, so always keep that in mind. You'll soon be able to experience lucid dreaming, where you become fully aware while dreaming and can change the details of the dream. This is an excellent time to explore altered states of consciousness, especially out-of-body experiences such as astral travel. So that goes right along with what Ryan was saying with your mediumship abilities. And that might be something that you really want to start concentrating on or speaking up about, working on a little bit more, bringing those into the forefront. But just, I see your business really taking off, and on top of that, your abilities are all going to just skyrocket along with the business.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Okay. And that's what I have for you, so I'm going to pass you over to Jody.
Thank you, Sue. Hi, Jody.
Hi. Will you tell me your first name again?
Catherine.
Catherine. Thank you. Is it Catherine with a K or a C?
No, with a C.
C. Thank you. I just want to make sure I have it right. One of the things I heard was accept and expect your abundance. The pieces are falling into place. So I think you've been waiting for a while for things to get easier And that is starting to happen now. The move will happen later. I do eventually see you moving, but not right now. I think there's going to be a time when you are able to actually purchase your own home, which, has that been something you've wanted to do?
I've dreamt of that for a lifetime. I've never owned my own home, and I just turned 54. So it's okay. Something that is a, you know, it's definitely something I would love to have instead of feeling like I flush the toilet every month when I pay rent.
Right. But that is something I think is going to come in. And as long as you can remain open in terms of the mindset about the money, just know it's going to come in. Do you listen to any Abraham Hicks?
I love Abraham and Esther. Love it.
Okay. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Me too. Keep listening to them. Listen to them. Fill your mind with the joyfulness of accepting and expecting that all the pieces are coming together. And one of the best things I heard on one of their videos was, because I listen to them on YouTube a lot, so their videos.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Somebody stood up and said, it's really hard not to think about or worry about my money situation. And she said, if you're going to worry about it, don't think about it. And I just thought that was the most amazing thing. Mm-hmm. It's easier to do than you might imagine. You just shut it off like a water faucet. So, you know, because if you can't control it, if you can't do anything about it, you can't control it. Why sit around listening about it all day long? Or think about it all day long. And when you're
That's
not
true.
Thinking about it, when you're not thinking about it, you're not creating
resistance.
A wall, you're not stopping it.
Yeah.
You're allowing the energy to flow. And when you let that energy just move forward, it opens up your funnel for abundance. So it was interesting because I heard accept and then I heard and expect, E-X-P-E-C-T, your abundance.
Accept and expect, correct. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. All four of you, thank
you. You're welcome. Anything else, ladies and gentlemen?
I don't have anything else. Lynn, are you still with us? Looks
Uh-oh.
Like Lynn might have had to step away.
No,
you're there? Okay.
No, you got me. Sorry. I was, oh, my God. I was on mute because I was typing, and I was trying not to be a clicky guy. Got to unmute. I'm so sorry. So it was so funny because I thought, gee, Sue, how rude, you're interrupting me. I'm babbling away here. And okay, so that's the that's enough. I just wanted to add one little thing, and it's completely weird, but I'm going to give it to you anyway, Catherine. The song Tiny Bubble comes in with for you. Now, it's Dawn Ho, and that's why I was typing. I was looking up the lyrics to see what the meaning could possibly be.
I haven't heard that song in years.
No, but it almost feels like if you're not, are you single? Like,
yes, yeah, I am.
I have a funny
feeling. In
fact,
I have been for 10 years now. I mean, I have been without solo for 10 years now.
Well, that song is a pretty neat little gushy love song. I have a funny feeling you're going to meet someone. And I also I was using a pendulum tonight just for hoots. And I asked the question whether your business is going to be successful, and I got a resounding yes. So just adding that to the readings for you.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. And we're so glad you called in. That's the neatest news about your house, and we really appreciate you calling in, letting us know about that. That's great, Catherine.
You are welcome. Well, you know, it's you have to get the affirmations, but the
validation.
When some, thank you. I'm trying to think. It's like, what's the word I'm looking for? Yeah.
Yes. Excellent.
Thank
Beautiful.
You all so much.
Thank you so much.
I'll continue
Catherine,
listening
and,
on my computer.
Lovely. Have a beautiful night. Thank you.
And you all too. Good night.
Good night.
All righty. Well, that was neat. Sorry, Sue, go ahead.
No, that was just awesome.
Yeah, it's a lovely thing to get those, well, validations, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess 315 is our next caller.
Yeah, it looks like it, yes.
I think I got one. All righty. It's not coming up for me. Would you click it, Sue?
There we go. 315, you're on the air with us. Can we have your name, please?
Yes, this is Annette, too, from New York.
Annette.
Hi, dear.
Is that Annette LPF?
LPF? Annette from
okay.
New York? You've
right.
read me before, Not- Lynn.
We
well,
have a friend, Annette, that lives in that area, too. We thought maybe it was her calling.
It is
Those
me.
The- oh, that's okay. your initials, darling.
Oh, okay. It's like, okay. No, I pulled over and thank God I did because there's a cop up the road and I'm in my car, okay? So.
Oh, gosh, yes. Always pull over for that, love.
Yeah.
So how are you doing, Annette?
I've been better. And it's kind of weird because I got an email about your show and I didn't even know what the show was about. And I ended up pulling into a parking lot to call you. And I'm watching the cop up the road. But I have my car off, so he can't get me for talking on a cell phone. So, I have a question, and I don't really want to go into it because everybody that knows me. But I asked a certain person for help in a situation, and instead of the help, it went right into a deception thing. And the more I tried to explain my side, the worse it got. And it wasn't a lie on my side, you know. So, but then I got blocked and this whole nine yards. And I got to watch what I'm saying because I'll slip and say who I'm talking about, which, you know, I mean, I don't want anybody to know who I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really hurt, and it's kind of like I've written a couple emails to this person, and it's like, you know, like you're basically spilling your guts out, and it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the lack of care on the other side is painful, and anybody want to take this one to start, or...
I'm getting a little bit that I would like to share. Annette, this is Sue.
Okay.
I am seeing very muddy, turbulent waters surrounding this individual and a life raft. And the life raft is for you to remove yourself from the situation.
Okay.
As hard as it may be, it is not going to get any better. It will only get worse, just like muddy, turbulent waters do. So for your own sanity, your own peace of mind, and your own positive soul, you need to wash your hands and move on, I'm sorry to say.
Okay, is it the person that I really had a love connection with or this other woman that caused all this problem? I mean, I can't believe it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm seeing a man.
I'm
seeing a man. I don't know. But
okay.
Go ahead, Ryan. Go ahead.
Hey, Annette.
Yeah.
I have some information here. Do you have a pen and paper with you by chance?
Well, yeah, I got to get
yes
my glasses on.
Yeah, I need my bifocals too from time to time, because when I turned 43 a year ago, the doctor's like, well, you can deer hunt 200 yards away, but you take your contacts out, you can't see a foot in front of your face, Ryan. I'm like, okay, that's
right.
How that works.
Yeah, I didn't expect that, okay.
So the first part about this is I'm gonna give you my email address, because there's some stuff I cannot talk to you about on the air.
Okay.
That's going on. My email address is healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com.
Okay.
And I'm not promoting my services, and that please understand that. But there are certain things I will not talk about on air. The one thing I will tell you, I wrote down as fast as she was talking, I wrote down ill will, and I wrote down very, very, it feels like your head is going down like a bowling ball, and I agree with Sue. So do your best to disconnect, to stay away. And the word safety comes to my mind. That's what my spirit team is telling me. Safety, yes, and that safety comes to mind. I don't think I have to explain that. So, when I wrote down ill will as soon as she was talking, I got the image of a bowling ball going down for a strike. I'm thinking, holy cow! So I had to speak up. I don't want to give you a 5-alarm fire here, but just let you know that just keep cool, just watch your P's and Q's, and follow your intuition. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does
yeah, you've read
so
me
far?
Before. You've read me before, Ryan. You've done healings on me, and I appreciate that. And I've just lost what I was going to say. See that, and that's exactly what's happened to me. This has happened in the last 2 days, and when you get explaining when something bad happens to you, it's kind of like I'm non-functional the last couple days.
Well, and I'm telling you, for the love of God, you need to. Well, and I remember talking with you over email. So
mm-hmm.
please, Annette, I can't say any more over air. Just come on, man. Please, okay?
Run.
I can feel the energies, and they're not good. And the ill will is never good, because when someone goes crazy-o, you never know what they're going to do. And you don't want to make the 5 o'clock news, okay? So I apologize for being Mr. Grim Reaper here. I just I can feel the energies. I got shivers down my spine right now. So take care of yourself, please.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, that'll pass.
That's good, Ryan. Thank you for that. For that.
Sorry,
Jody.
About that.
No,
it's
don't
okay.
be. It's useful. You've helped a lot of people with that intuition. So don't apologize, Jody. How you doing there?
I'm good. Annette, when you called in, I could feel your sadness. And I am definitely getting that you should move on. I know you feel like you've been duped and let down, but you also have to realize that once you've been duped and let down, the part of you that needs to kick in is the part that says, I love and respect myself. I really don't need to stay around and take this kind of treatment. And I really think, rejection can be painful, and that's what it feels like when someone does something like this and they block you and they suddenly decide that they're just not good enough for you. You understand what I mean by saying that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're not good enough to be friends with you, and they don't deserve your time and attention. So what you need to do is just
trust them.
I would suggest that you block them so that they can't come back and try to befriend you later. I think it'll be healthy and helpful for you. I think forgiveness will come later as you work through the emotions of it. But for now, you have to move on and send them love and light. One thing that I often do when something like this happens, and I'm left feeling sad and like I haven't been heard, which I feel a real tight throat in your throat chakra, which to me, I think it's a blue chakra. I feel like it's tight and shut down. That's because you've not had a chance to say what you want to say, and it's hurtful. When I have that kind of a situation and somebody – I'm sorry, go ahead. When I'm in that situation, I'm feeling bad, and the person isn't really willing to listen or hear me, I have another way of getting what I have to say out. Of course, you can always write and burn to release, but I do a soul talk. And so a soul talk for me is I set two chairs in front of each other. I wait until it's about midnight because I know usually the person's in bed, and I just ask them to come on a soul level and sit in that chair, and I give it to them. I tell them everything that I need to say. I do it respectfully. I do it the way I would if they were in front of me. I don't say anything I couldn't take back that's mean or nasty. But I do share with them what's important and why I'm hurt. And I thank them for coming. And then I dismiss them from my life. And that would be the best way, I think, for you to deal with it. And then you're going to feel much more clear, and the sore throat and sadness will sort of fade away. And eventually you're going to get to a point where you can forgive them for being so jerky. What is really sad about it is that they couldn't just come and talk to you about it in an adult-like way, whatever the situation is. But you can't control everything, so you control what you can. That's your actions, and that's your ability to forgive, heal, and move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Recently I heard... What was that?
I said you pinned it on the nail because a few things were said, and then, you know, he got out what he had to say, just a couple of sentences, and blocked me, and it's like... And then I've been able to email him, but it's kind of like, you know, like I said, when I open up, it's kind of like, he wrote back, like, you know, big deal, you know, and yet he's listening to this other woman, and I can't mention names again, but it's somebody you all know, and she's known this woman for 20 years, and she says she worked with her for 20 years, and she's nothing but trouble, and she's nothing but gossip, and she doesn't care who she hurts, and I'm telling you, she really, really has done a number on me, you know?
Well, and the thing is that, you know, the gossipy talk can be true, and it probably is, but you don't need even to listen to that, because at this point, you know what the truth is for you and what you've experienced. So, you know, self-love, self-respect means you just let it go and move on the best you can and take care of you.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And then, you know, maybe you need to have a good cry and let it go, because I know it can be real hurtful. But, you know, take care of you. You move on from it.
Thank you so much.
I think you'll feel better. You're welcome. You deserve better. Remember that. You're worthwhile. You're valuable. With friends like that, who needs an enemy?
Yeah, exactly. Poor Annette.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was an awesome exercise you recommended, Jody. I love that. I'm going to try that one. So I just wanted to add to for you, Annette, the images I got.
Okay.
The first thing that came through was a heart on strings, okay, like a puppet. And these strings are attached to this, yes, this really muddy energy. I'm picking up that too. I would almost describe it as emotional chaos. I wouldn't try to read this person for $1 million because it would be like just static, you know. But don't give them anything to push against. Okay, don't connect with them. Don't email. Don't you remove yourself, darling? Because nobody can hurt you without your permission, right? You're giving this person the right to hurt you, and you don't need to do that. Annette, I know your heart. You are a beautiful soul, and you are worth. Yeah, honey, you know you're worth more on this earth. You are worthy of someone who treats you with respect and love. Okay, and you know that. So cut those strings that are attached to this person. The freedom is healing. And just what Jody was saying about having that good cry, the stress hormone cortisol is released through our tears, okay? So, and it's funny, I've read science write-ups on this, and if you're cutting onions and you start to cry, not the same thing. It's the emotional tears that release that cortisol. It's just another one of the amazing designs by the Great Spirit. But the thing is, get in the bathtub, cry your guts up, and then it all goes down the drain, and you feel so much better. And it's a really good way to just, you know, let that go. But don't give this person anything to push against. Do not feed that energy. Do not fuel that fire. And, you know, it hurts for a bit, but practice not caring back, okay? And, you know, with the practice, you just won't. And focus on self-care like crazy, okay, Annette? And
okay, honey.
You're going to be okay. And you know, you can write to you can write in the Sacred Embers group if you're feeling rough, and there's a community there. It's a little one right now, but we're getting bigger. And if you just need a little community hug, just write your feelings down there, and someone somebody will respond. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And the link is on for the support group. The link is right on the radio show link. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm losing my words again. Okay. So. All right. Well, Annette, you keep up the good energy. Okay. You're gonna be all right. Don't let this guy, you know, in your headspace.
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Have a beautiful night.
Okay, honey. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ray.
Good night.
Okay. We're at, I think 616 is our next caller. Is that right, Sue?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Hello, 616. You're on with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please? Hi, 616. Are you there?
Yes, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. Welcome to the show. Can we? Do you have a question for us tonight?
I do. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, happy to have you.
Well, my fiancé and I have revitalized a coaching firm, and as a success coach, he has changed thousands of lives, and I am kind of intimidated by that because I come from a different spectrum. I'm kind of wondering what my part is in that and what my role is.
Hey, Amanda, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Hi, Ryan.
Okay, good. the first word I wrote, I apologize. Does anybody want to go first, or I didn't mean to put my toes out there?
We want Ryan to go first, please.
You go for it.
Oh, my God.
Ryan.
All right. this isn't, so I'm scanning your energy fields right now. Man, there's four of them. physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. You're running a tight ship on most of them, except on your I shouldn't say except on. I would just the first thing I wrote down was fear. You have a fear of what he's going through right now because you love him so much and you want to protect him. You want to protect him, but against what? I'm still trying to needle that through the door lock, if that makes sense. You have a fear of, God, hold on here. This is, fear factor, fear. I'm being blocked here for some reason. I'm having a hard time reading your energy fields. I don't know why you fear what he's doing, but you fear what he's doing. Do either one of you, I'm hearing religion. Did you both grow up in the same religions or different religions?
Basically,
I'm hearing different.
Religion. Yeah, I was Catholic, and, you know, the religion is probably coming in because we were going to start church.
Okay, yeah, I'm hearing different. When I said religious, I'm hearing different. I'm so sorry to hear that you're Catholic. No, just kidding. I was raised Catholic, too. I can laugh about that because I was Catholic, too. Well, I guess I technically
am
still
okay,
Catholic. But
because I strayed away from Catholic. That's right. We're very spiritual.
Yeah. Well, there's a fear factor coming in, and it's got a religious tint to it, like a tinted window. And you have a hard time dealing with what he's doing. You get it, but you're like, oh man, come on. You gotta stick with what you know. And he's like, come on, darling. I know what I'm doing. You're like, I don't know. So maybe this is about you releasing your fear, releasing the religious aspect of it, and just saying, ooh, so everything's going to be okay. Because, for example, I've already died twice in my life, so like a kid, I got 7 lives left. I know for a fact, and I don't care who challenges me on this because I've already been there, that when you think of religion or anything like that, think of spokes on a wheel. No one religion is 100% correct, but they all lead to the center, right?
Right.
You have every different religion under the sun, and they all eventually lead to the center hub, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I need I'm not going to say you need to. I'm going to say because everyone has free will, including spirit. You should release your fears about what he's doing because of the religious factor involved in your upbringing and his upbringing. He's already released his, but you haven't released yours. Does that make sense so far?
Yes.
Okay. So
yeah.
If I'm off, tell me I'm off. I don't care. I've been wrong before.
I'll tell you why I'm thinking that you're somewhat correct on that, because we were focusing on starting a church, and his message was so extremely strong, and I felt that we were going to pursue this church, and it wasn't really going anywhere, and he saved many people, helped many people through depression and suicide, and he's a pastor as well. And I felt that we were going to go down that avenue. And so I felt that that was going to be where we're going to lead and go. That wasn't really going anywhere. And so we're revitalizing this coaching firm. So I guess maybe that's what you're picking up is that.
Yeah, I mean, he's highly intuitive, as you are. You guys are a yin and yang, you guys are both made for each other. You're like two peas in a pod. Just do yourself a solid and let him blossom and bloom. This is an
yeah.
extra Amanda, this is an exercise in patience for you, okay? This is a lesson that you're learning in this lifetime, is watching your hubby, your squeeze, learn and grow and blossom and help the masses out, and you just say, okay, all right, look at him go. Look at Speed Racer.
Yeah,
and
I know
he
can do it.
Well, then let it go. So picture yourself in the... I'm sorry?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I know he can do it. I just wonder what my role is in doing and helping him, because I'm not good at any
support.
Of this stuff.
Support is
okay.
The word that just came through. Mm-hmm. My spirit team just told me support. Your job is not to genuflect to him. Your job is to say, okay. So and okay means support. So you support him, but that goes back to the fear factor, saying, I don't know, man. I'm kind of uncertain about this. So that's a failure of support. All you have to do is lean back and say, okay, honey, I get it. Well, I don't know if I really get it, but I kind of get it, but I will support you. Because right now you're really not support. Well, you kind of are, but you kind of aren't. You're kind of 50-50 right now. Just relax and say, I said this to the previous caller, but I was sick of saying this. Ooh, sah. Okay? Just relax, kick back, and support, and all will be well, because patience is a big factor for you right now. If you get a chance, Amanda, do yourself a solid and get a copy of your numerology report, okay?
Okay.
You know what
okay.
that is?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Yeah,
and
I
maybe
sure
get
do.
A copy. Maybe get a copy of his, but don't tell him. And that's how that works.
Okay.
Because that's kind of the keys to the kingdom. That's another key to the kingdom, anyways. So yeah. So that way you'll understand his motivations, because that might be his master number. That might be his life path. I don't know. That's for you to understand and think about, okay?
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate your
time. I hope that resonated with you, and I hope I didn't swing and miss there. So with that, I'll pass.
Yeah, no. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Ryan.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Sewer Jody, how are you doing?
Hi, Amanda.
I'd love to jump in.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yep, go right ahead. Honey.
Okay. Thank you. Amanda, I want to wholeheartedly agree with what Ryan said about support. Also, he needs to be just loved for who he is. I think he has done a lot of reaching out, trying to satisfy other people, and he needs to know that with you, he is enough as he is. We all have our little down points, and I think for the most part, the two of you are very well suited. But for some reason, I feel like he's waiting for the other shoe to fall, for you to wake up and suddenly realize you don't really like him. And I don't know why I get that feeling, but just accept him and love him for who he is. And I think that you do, but the supporting him is the most important thing you can do. But then what I heard after that was, but don't forget who you are and that you have your own dreams. You can share the same dreams, but you need to look at what it is that your goals in life are, because this is your life too, you're important to, and what you want matters as well. You have things that are important that have to be rectified in your life, so don't forget that. Although he is important, you are just as important, and you have your own path. You have to be an individual. You understand that?
Yes.
So don't forget yourself along the way. Enjoy the journey. Support him and his. Make sure you have a journey that is all about you.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Sue, I had my say, darling.
What's that?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. Okay, Sue.
Hi, Amanda. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Writing down while you and Ryan were speaking, and I got exactly the same thing they were getting. I got fear on your part, and that your role is support, and I also got heartache on both sides. And that goes right along with the fear.
Uh-huh.
And you have three very, very heavy-hitting archangels with you. The first archangel is Archangel Raphael.
Okay.
And Raphael is there to let you know that you are always surrounded with the angels. Just call on them, and they are going to give you the answers and the support that you need. So when
mm-hmm.
you're feeling the fear and the doubt and the confusion, call on your angels.
Okay.
The next archangel is Michael, who is a very powerful archangel, and he is
right.
He's a great protector.
Uh-huh.
So he's there protecting and supporting you. And the uh-huh. third one is Archangel Raziel.
Yep.
Raziel is there saying, you need to take your power back. You stand on the sideline too much and you don't speak up, speak your truth. And you need to be more vocal, more involved with what your mate is doing, and let your fears, your concerns, your thoughts be heard. So even though
uh-huh.
your main role is a support role, what you're feeling and thinking are extremely important in his advancement.
Uh-huh.
So you do play a very powerful role, and it's not
uh-huh.
just a supporter. It is going to be support, but it's also going to be, I mean, right up there with him, you're going to be like coworkers joined, and your opinion and what you have to say matters greatly. So
uh-huh.
when you start feeling this fear and this doubt, call on your angels and sit down with your fiancé, and talk to him and tell him, okay, this is what I'm feeling, this is what I'm thinking. And make sure he hears you.
Right,
and,
right. He's a very good listener.
Yeah.
He's very supportive of everything. You know, it's more me that shuts down and doesn't express things because I kind of doubt myself.
Yep, and you have to do away with that because you are an extremely important, strong partner in all
uh-huh.
of this, in life, in business, in everything with him.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Whatever it is, you call on your angels, you call on your spirit guides, you call on God or whatever it is, that the universe, the spirit, whatever it is that you believe in, to give you the strength to get through that and speak your mind.
We see our angels all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're around us all the time. I mean,
right.
Michael is always around us. You know, we're very fortunate. So, I know what you're talking about. You know, as far as calling on the angels and asking for help and stuff, it's just I need to.
Yeah,
because
you
calls.
Really do play a very strong, powerful role in all of this. You're not
yeah.
going to be one sitting on the sideline. You're right up there.
Right.
So just try your best to remember what an awesome person you are and how much you have to offer and what a light, a bright light you shine. And you'll get
yeah.
through all the fear and the doubt and the heartache will go away with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's more my past that's really playing a role in everything.
And you
here,
know when
you know.
Yes, when you have a religious past, because I was brought up in the church and I always question everything that was said, and I've been through many religions and that's something that I study a lot. Religion fascinates me, so I study all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're brought up to believe a certain way, even though it no longer resonates with you, you still have doubts moving forward and questions that say, well, if I don't do this, am I going to hell for all eternity? Am I going to burn? Because that's what's been imprinted in your brain. So it's kind of like you have to hit the reset button.
Yeah.
And keep my wonderful spirit teacher and counselor, Sylvia Brown, used to always say, keep what you need and leave the rest.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, so whatever it is through Catholicism or whatever religion that you were raised in, and not just you, anybody else listening, every single religion has something good in it. And like Ryan said, not all of them are perfect. And it's, you know, all paths lead to the same top of the mountain. So you take what you need out of your upbringing that brings you joy and happiness and get rid of all the rest of the crap.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely dabbled in many different religions, and I found the true religion that I resonate with, and that's just God.
Yeah.
You know, that He is good and He is all. So I found what I need.
And
just
work, move forward, hon. It's all going to be great for you.
Do you see that this is going to be something that's going to thrive for us, and we're going to help people in their lives?
Yes, and I'm seeing like a tree with many branches. It's going to start as one thing and branch off into many.
Okay, great. Because that's really our ultimate goal, is to help many people. That's what we want to do.
And you're on the right path.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Okay. And that's
Thank
what
you
I hear
so much.
From Amanda. I hope it helped, hon.
Sure did. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I'll pass you over to Lynn.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Sue. That was great, you guys. Amanda, hi. The first thing that came in for you was the sentence, grow taller in your aspect. Those words came in. And I felt like I needed to look at the word aspect. And what I think it refers to, and there's a few definitions of it, but the definition I am going with is what astrologers use. Astronomers, who does the zodiac thing? Astronomers, right? No.
Astrologers.
I'm so confused. Anyhow. It's the aspect when they're referring to planets in relation to each other, okay? So in terms of aspect, what you're saying is in relation to your – he's your fiancé right now, right?
Yes.
Oh, in relation to him, you need to grow taller in your aspect. So in your relation to him in this business you're doing. I got the feeling I wrote down that it – you know, sometimes it feels like with all the changes in decisions, things are going too fast and you're sometimes feeling a little bit dragged along and maybe needing a chance to just catch your breath and consider this. And maybe sometimes because you're so in awe of the way he works, you feel a little invisible from time to time. But I would change the self-talk a little bit. When you say you're not good at blank, whatever it is, I would change that, because how do you know that? Give it a go. I bet you're going to be really good at it. You can learn it, you know, and just follow. It's like learning table manners when you don't know what you're doing. You just do everything a little step behind the host and follow what they're doing, and you can't go wrong, right? Unless, of course, like the Three Stooges, they're eating your lipstick or something like that. But usually that's good advice. So change that self-talk and say, yes, I can. I can learn it, and I can bring what I have to the party. But, your roles are equal. You're equal. Your roles may be different, but the contributions are equal. And church is a relative term. So whether you're calling it a support group or anything you're calling it, you're doing the intention and the heart work you're doing. You might as well call it a church. You're doing that same work. So however you call it, whatever roof you're under, the work is what counts and your intention is what counts. I get a very strong feeling that, yes, you're going to succeed, but do remember to keep yourself at the same, as an equal, okay? You are not lesser than because you don't know the same stuff. You bring good stuff to the party, and it's all valuable. You don't both want to be doing the same thing because that's like, who's going to do the opposite stuff? So you guys are going to be just fine, you know, just fine. But just don't put yourself down. And don't say that self-talk to yourself. Make those messages positive to yourself. I can do it. And this is what I do. You know what I mean? Yeah, instead of saying what you're lacking. But I also the last message that came through is to see him through the eyes of spirit. Okay? And there's no option. Love is the only option when you do that. Okay, because I think he sees you through those eyes too, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, he certainly does. He's a wonderful man.
Yeah, celebrate it, but don't feel less than. Okay, he doesn't need a partner who hasn't got the, you know, he needs you to be there and to be proud of what you bring to the party and bring it, and you have lots to offer. Okay.
Okay. Will do. Wow, that was amazing from all four of you ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so very much.
Well,
I appreciate all of your insight.
Just kick butt.
You have a great night.
Yes.
Thanks for calling in.
Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome, Amanda.
Thank you,
Let
Amanda.
Us know how it goes, okay?
We sure will. Thank you so much.
Beautiful. You have a great night. Okay. We're tight for time. Let's see. We've got one caller. I think we should try to get 512. I don't think we're going to get to you tonight, but I'm making a note of your number. And if you want to give us a call next week, we will get you on the air. Okay. And, so 631, you are on with Divine Connections. Do you want to give us your name, please?
Hello, this is Nicole.
Hiya, Nicole. How can we help you tonight?
I'm calling to see if Spirit has any advice for me. I'm hoping, I kind of feel like I know this job was meant for me because I needed to get really specific about what it is that I wanted and needed, and I feel like it is for me, but I'm wondering if you have any advice on how to proceed with it, maybe with interviews or anything I should look out for. Does that an evil laugh? I don't know.
You're doing a job. Oh,
sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry. If anybody is not ready, I can go real quick. It won't take
long.
Sorry about the evil laugh. It's like Wizard of Oz, the Wicked Witch of the East. Oh, kissy, my pretty. And you little dog, too. No, just kidding. I'm really bad with voiceovers. I'm so sorry, Nicole. The reason why I'm laughing is because as soon as you said that, I immediately picked up tight jaw muscles. Oh, my God. My upper jaw muscles are really, really tight right now. And that's a failure to speak your truth. And that's in line with your fifth chakra, you know, your throat chakra. So There's something going on there. You have to clear the negative energies out. Your chakras are not balanced. I would recommend you get in touch with a healer, get all your chakras attuned. But as I'm scanning your other energy fields here on your mental, emotional, spiritual intuition, your physical, you seem to be running pretty much a tight ship. I'm picking up a little bit of a they're giving me the word digestive issues, which is kind of associated between your second and third chakras. Kind of chronic a little bit, and maybe that's got associated with what you're going on right now. But I'm going to try to give you some solutions here. I'm not going to try to give you problems.
Okay.
Your problem. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
No problem.
No, what you need to do here is I'm cracking my neck because my neck is really tight. And your neck is really tight, too. Behind your. So take your right hand or your left hand, whatever hand is free, and you take that behind your head. And the interface between your shoulders and your neck is super thin tight. It's super tight. You got to drop
it's
your
shoulders.
It's crazy
you said that because yesterday, out of the blue, I get a sharp tight in my left shoulder blade, like out of nowhere. And it was I couldn't get it out. And it lasted there all day.
Well, as an energy healer, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you exactly why. Because you're an empath, and when you absorb energies, and when you, more specifically, when you absorb negative energies, guess where all goes, honey?
Yeah.
It goes right there. It doesn't go to your left calf. It doesn't go to your big toe. It doesn't go to your left hip. It goes right there.
Yeah.
And that's not
it
used to
so
you.
It was so painful. Yeah.
Oh, well, that if something happened that week, that day, that hour, that moment in time. You got hit by it. You got sucker punched, and like, oh my God! And so that's now that you know what's going on there, get yourself right. You got a pen and paper.
Oh yes.
Get yourself a clear quartz crystal.
Quartz.
A black.
Okay.
Tourmaline and a black hematite. Okay? You can find those on eBay for like $1 or $2, whatever.
It was
black hematite, H-E-M-A-T-I-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
Black tourmaline.
Tourmaline, okay.
I'm going to jack that one up. T-O-U, blah, 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 blah. Sorry, black tourmaline. I can see it. My T-O-U-T. I was never good in the spelling.
I think it's T-O-U-R-M-A-I-M-A-L-I-N-E.
Yeah, I can say it, but I can say it, but I can't spell it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So black tourmaline, black hematite, and your clear quartz. Those are your ground. Those are your protection stones. Okay.
Okay.
Those are the stones that you need. So when you get negative energies that are coming into your energy field, them stones will absorb them up like a dry sponge, just like that, versus you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And you can buy some small stones, just throw them in your front pocket, you know what I'm saying? I have a couple of my own. Especially when I go to Walmart, oh, my God.
Yes, I can barely go anywhere. Like, you are absolutely right. I'm an empath. But that was actually one of the first times that I'm actually feeling physical pain. Like, it just came from out of nowhere, and it was so intense. And it lasted all day.
Well, those stones will help you out.
Okay.
And then I also would suggest you do some, oh, my God, I don't know why they told me this. Ho'oponopono. They just forced that through me. I just said it out air. I just said it out loud in the air. Ho'oponopono by Dr. Hendu. Okay, so do.
Okay.
do you know how to spell that one? Please.
You
want to
say something else?
No, please don't ask me to spell that one for you. Just Google it, Dr. Hendu. Okay.
Okay.
What's the doctor's name, Ryan?
Dr. Hen, H-E-N, Dr. Hen Lew, L-E-W, and you can Google it, YouTube it. He shows up really quick. You have some PLs to take care of, Nicole, some past life damage that you need to take care of that will help you out.
Okay.
And don't forget your Epsom salt bath. Go out there and hug a tree.
I love it.
Yeah. You know, go find that big oak tree. Listen to Gaia TV. What else are they telling me here? Besides that you're a hot mess. No, just kidding. I'm a hot mess.
I am, though.
No, I was just trying to put some levity out there. I'm sorry. but no, you're doing good. I've got from the physical plane perspective, I've got a little mm-hmm. bit of crap or crud going on down by my second, third chakra area, a little bit of digestive issues, but I'm not too worried mm-hmm. about that. Maybe that's something you ate recently. I don't know. Your sixth chakra is you get ringing in your ears by chance?
I don't know how to really describe it, but it's like I'll hear like a tone, like it's something filling out, like a
I'm glad you mentioned that because I'm 43 and when I went to the hearing doctor 30 years ago, it was those ear, that ringing pitch tone in your ears that they did the hearing test
on
you.
Right.
And for me, it's very subtle. It's like 30 seconds here, a minute there. It's in one ear or it's in the other ear.
Yes.
Doesn't last very long.
Right.
Okay, so you know where I'm going with that? So, Nicole, when that happens, make a note of the time. Say it's 103. You're hearing mm-hmm. that pitch tone in your ears.
Mm-hmm.
That's your angel card number, okay? So look that up on Google.
Does
that make sense with you?
Yeah, I thought it was like ear cells dying or something like that. Like I'm getting old, angel card number. Okay.
You are getting old, but we won't talk about that right now. I'm just kidding with you.
No, fine. I
know I am. No, I already told everyone and their brother how old I was, but that tone in your ear is a frequency mm-hmm. of your angels and guides giving you a message.
Okay.
And just look that message up, okay, honey?
Yes.
And you'll read it. You're welcome.
Okay.
I'm sorry for being such a clown. I know the circus calls me missing a clown.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, guys, we're going to get cut off in about 3 minutes. Do Jody or Sue have any real quick messages for Nicole? And I also want to get our contact info out if we can.
And I think Ryan covered most of it there. I don't have anything additional.
Yeah.
I don't have anything either at this time.
Okay.
I'm so
well,
sorry,
Nicole.
Guys.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, Ryan!
Oh, you're
don't
fine, Ryan.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay,
you're gonna turn. You're gonna turn Canadian. Be careful.
No, that was great information. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, I got one real quick one for you, Nicole. What I had for you was make sure that when you're out there looking for this work, you make
mm-hmm.
sure you mention all your talents. You're missing something right in front of you, something
mm-hmm.
that has value, but you don't think it does. You need to let go of that belief and put a whole mess of talents out there. Okay, love?
Okay, thank you.
Whatever it is you're missing, you know what it is, okay? And make sure you let
mm-hmm.
the world know. Okay, and I'm going to leave you on the air, Nicole, and we're just going to sign off. To reach people, you want to reach Sue Fields Dalamonte at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/SueF to reach Jody, and you can reach Sue on Facebook. To reach Jody, you want to go to connectedbyspirit.com. Ryan can be reached at healings throughspirit.com, and I can be reached at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And tomorrow night, we have Angel Antics with DC Love and Eileen Power, and that's at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific. Friday night, we have Enter the Light with Jan Drake Bakke, Ryan Dragna, and Shannon Johnson. And again, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Thank you for joining us. Love and light to everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.